Hey everybody, Producer Dutch here to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/hippojuicefilm. They have over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, or whatever type of MP3 player you happen to have.
Good news, everyone. This is Professor Hubert J. Farnsworth, and you're listening to Hippo Juice. Good thing I brought my umbrella.
Juice podcast.
Yeah, that's funny because normally I jack off to you.
Are there decorations that you can give to your boner?
My dad falls asleep in front of a couch sometimes in front of porn.
John is such a romantic. Yeah, I fucking with another guy.
I want to hear the punchline.
Losing my fucking mind.
Brought to you by EagerDome.com and LoseTheRadio.net.
Make your eyes water.
Your mother's a faggot. That's what I went to.
And welcome to the Hippo Juice podcast.
Yeah, it's about time we came back from that long vacation.
We missed one day.
It was like 2 weeks.
I was here. I don't know where the fuck you were.
They were playing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's been 1 week.
Okay, whatever.
It was just one for you.
Happy late Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
I was gone 3. That's why there was no listenership.
And nobody missed you.
Not at all.
That's why everyone is listening to tonight's show.
In fact, our show actually went rather smoothly without you.
Oh.
Sick
burn. What are you trying to say, John?
You're saying he's going to lose the goddamn hat.
I think I remember someone saying they missed Ryan.
Nah. Actually,
like one person.
But then it said JK.
Oh, okay.
They were JK.
LOL.
Yeah, they were JKing and LOLing.
That person was me.
All right, so welcome to the Hippo Juice Podcast.
So yeah, we were gone last week. Myself and Marie were up in Atlanta, Hotlanta, ATL.
Hotlanta.
Luda. And Ryan and John were playing at Mexican something.
Tijuana Flats. Whatever. For Cinco de Mayo.
For Cinco de Mayo. Their 5th band, of May. Yeah, their band was playing, yeah. So that's where we were. Not that you care. Atlanta was fun. I mean,
how was the weather?
Good. It was like weird. Like 90 when we got to, and like 40 the next day.
But how was the humidity, though?
I don't know. Fine, John. I don't want to do weather talks. It's in the Weather Channel.
No, Atlanta's a fucking oven. It gets hot.
Thank
as,
you, Ryan.
It gets hot
Atlanta
as shit.
Atlanta has fucking ovens.
I have to. Yeah, a lot, dude. Okay, first off, I want to bring up because just, we said the weather thing. I was talking to Ryan yesterday, and I go, it's not supposed to rain today. He go, yeah, it is. I saw it on the local news. I'm like, is that where you go
No. He goes. I said it's gonna rain today. He goes, how do you know? I go, that's what I saw on Channel 7 News this morning.
And I'm
like, that's not where I go to for weather. Just
Ryan goes to look. Oh, I gotta get the forecast. It's 5 minutes after.
When I wake up, I put on the morning news and I heard the forecast. Way to sing a song no one's ever heard of.
Okay. Anyway. So yes, Atlanta has a lot of black people, but more than black people. They have a lot of gay people.
Really?
Everyone is either black, gay, or there's, both.
Well, Atlanta.
It could be a combination.
More than San Francisco?
Atlanta surpassed San Francisco as the gay capital.
Shit.
Yes. When you start driving into a downtown where all the gay clubs are, that's where I was for 2 weeks. Let's just get out of the way. It says, congratulations to Atlanta for being the gay capital of America.
And they approved of putting that banner up, and none of them Southern folk care about it.
No, there's no Southern folk in Atlanta.
There really isn't.
Atlanta,
no, not what you think.
Atlanta is like a little baby Manhattan. It's just much newer and much cleaner. But, you know, there's a lot of businesses there.
I would have figured because there's a lot of ovens out there that it'd be dirtier.
No, here's the thing. And by the way,
It's very new. It's very clean.
It's not the same type of black people that you get here. It's
you mean actual black people, not ovens?
No, exactly. Wow. They're not ovens. They're
polite.
Not all of them, but they're very polite.
They dress
like,
up.
Yes, sir. How you doing? I guess since it's a southern state, they still have like the slavery mentality a little bit.
All the rich black.
They say a lot of yeses.
I want to go to Atlanta.
They say a lot of ma'ams and sirs.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they call soda? Pop?
No, John. All the rich black
people. They call
people,
it fizzy drink. It's weird. I don't know why.
Damn it.
All the rich black people live in Atlanta. That's where they all live.
You see any celebrities?
All the record producers, everything. No, I didn't see any celebrities. If I did, I wouldn't know any of the celebrities there.
Didn't you say you saw someone that looked just like Ludacris?
Roy said that.
Yeah, everyone looks like Ludacris. They all look alike. I was up there, and it's different because, you know, there was just one guy that just, you know, was eyeballing us because we kind of went off the beaten path. We went to Six Flags and went to, like, this McDonald's.
Awesome.
And there was just this fucking guy that was just up to no good sitting there with his little hoodie on in 90-degree weather just looking at us. And after we left, I was like, you know, if I was back in South Florida, the first thing I would say to him if I was going to fight him is I'd drop the N-bomb.
Yeah.
Because you always say the most hurtful thing you can to somebody.
Yeah.
But since everyone there is black, I would be like, everyone would have turned on me.
Yeah, you would have
So you have
raped.
To change your mentality and go, you are just a bad person.
Not nice.
Yeah. And not only a lot of gays, a lot of black gays. Well, which is weird.
Everything there
weird.
Is Anybody a lot
hit
of
on you?
It's a lot no. of black anything because everyone there is black.
Black dinosaurs.
The thing is, all the black people there, they are the trendiest black people you've ever
yes.
seen. They are the, I don't know what the black equivalent of the Starbucks is.
Mad Bam says Blaze, which is
yes.
black and gays.
Anyway, yes.
So, whatever it would be, like your chai iced tea, that's what they are. I'm talking about guys wearing like they're wearing like cut off polo sweater vests. They are the trendiest black people
like
you've
Kanye
ever seen.
Kanye West trendy,
yeah, like that, like very preppy. The Cartier glasses, and it's what it is. It's very weird. And then right outside, like honestly, 3 miles outside of Atlanta, that's where we were. Just Koreans.
Man.
All Koreans. Koreans everywhere.
Goddamn.
And I'm talking about Koreans to the point where half of the stores there, half the businesses, they don't even translate. The signs are in Korean. Korean looks like, if you ever watch Futurama, it looks like
squiggly lines.
It looks like alien writing.
Like triangles and like trapezoids.
Looks nothing like the Chinese or Japanese writing. Just looks like alien writing.
You know what I thought was interesting was
something
that
boring?
The black people there, It didn't matter if you were skinny, medium-sized, or completely obese. They still dressed in high fashion.
Ew. Oh, yeah. They still dress with tight clothes. They don't give a flying fuck
like,
there.
They have – I don't know. It's not like white people when they're really overweight. They feel self-conscious, and so they'll wear sweatpants or something baggy to cover up. The fatter – they were, the more things that they were putting on, the higher the heels, the rufflier the skirts, and the weirder the hairdos.
And black people, they talk like this. But white people, sorry.
They talk like this.
Right, that's how white people talk. So, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's the whole Atlanta thing. And nothing too interesting, I would say, you know, happened. Went to Six Flags. Which
Slicks
is pretty,
Flags.
Yeah, Slicks Flags.
Slicks Flags. We went to the aquarium, the world's largest aquarium.
Bigger than SeaWorld?
I don't know. Is SeaWorld an aquarium?
They have an aquarium.
They do have an aquarium.
I don't know. It's fucking huge, though, the one in Atlanta. They have like 5 whale sharks in there.
And just because it's a big place, it gives you the right to curse?
Yes.
That's okay. The weirdest thing to me, the fact that there are whales swimming around in downtown Atlanta.
Where else would they go?
Where would they go? The beach? You can't go to the beach. It's all waters.
Oh, God.
All right, moving on.
I did it.
Moving on. Let's see. What Ryan, what was the story you want to go to?
Me? Don't put this shit on me.
Well, you put Patreon. Your hat on.
Okay.
Pressure's on.
We weren't here when this happened, but I did want to bring it up because it absolutely enraged me.
Really?
The Cinco de Mayo story?
Right. Patriotic American students persecuted for wearing the American flag shirts during Cinco de Mayo. Here's what happened. It was in school, I believe, Ryan, correct me if I'm wrong, in California.
Of course.
Right. And, you know, Cinco de Mayo is like, I don't know, the Mexican New Year, whatever it is. I'm not really sure. But they, you know, I've seen it too in high school. Kids would wear like Mexican church or Cinco de Mayo. Oh, I'm Mexican. Hey, look at me. I like it because
I couldn't
know,
find any.
I like it because I know who to stay away from. But these 5 kids, American kids, you know, were wearing... You know, like one kid was wearing the, you know, the old Navy American flag shirt, you know, just American flag shirts. Now,
the ones you buy for Independence Day.
Right. They were wearing it because, let's face it, they wanted to start fucking trouble.
Apparently.
But fine. Let's say they did. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong. The principal told them you have to turn the shirt inside out.
Wouldn't that be the same flag?
Or I'll send you home. So they send the kids home because they go, I'm not fucking turning my shirt inside out. And they said, you can wear your American flag shirt any other day of the week.
What?
But today, you don't need to wear it. Now, I know it's stupid, and it's like, oh, well, you know, they could have just not worn it. I know why they did it, but the bottom line is, who gives a fuck if the kids are wearing an American flag shirt on, you know, Mexico Day? Mm-hmm. What is a Cinco de Mayo anyway, Ryan? Can you look that up? Can you tell me what the
Mexican
fuck
is? Mexican Day.
Independence. No, it can't be that. That's impossible.
It is Mexican Independence Day.
No, that's not true. What is it for real?
The invention of the burrito.
Okay, thank you. Finally, somebody talks some sense.
The burrito and the Corona.
Taco Bell and Hallmark got together.
No, it was when Senor Corona finally brought limes. He was like, how can I put the lime in a beer and drink it at the same time? And so that was what they celebrate Cinco de Mayo for.
So all five of them were told that they have to take off their bandanas, turn their shirts inside out. And like I said, I understand it. This principal's a dick because you can't tell kids in America. Of course he was. You can't tell kids in America not to wear American shirts. You know?
And the worst part is they show the front of the school and there's a big American flag like in the front of the school.
Yeah, you might as well just take down the flag.
And then, you know, I want to feel bad for Roger Ebert. I really do. The guy has cancer. He has no lower jaw. But he twitters on his Twitter thing. He goes, the kids that wore the American flag shirt on Cinco de Mayo should be forced to sit with kids wearing hammer and sickle shirts on July 4th, meaning the communist flag shirt. And I'm like, why?
But that doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense. Maybe if you got
either way, that doesn't make any sense
but
either
that
way.
That was his tweet.
Why would the hammer and sickle have anything to do? That doesn't make any sense. We're not communist. It doesn't matter.
Ryan, but to be fair, it's coming from a guy with no lower jaw.
Okay. But
does
we
he really have no lower jaw?
None. It's nothing. How, it's skin.
How does he speak? Is he like?
He doesn't. He has a voice one box? Of like you know the yeah
John,
those robot things.
Lord Underbite from Venture Brothers right, yeah. When his lower jaw's off.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
That's what he is. Anyway,
he's a celebrity still.
I don't know.
He's a critic. He doesn't have to get in front of anybody.
I would
he
challenge him to a singing contest.
I wouldn't invite him to a movie premiere with that ugly face.
Well, see, I really want to feel bad for him.
I don't.
But here's the thing. How many times especially in our school, and I'm sure everywhere, do kids wear the fucking the rebel flag, the South Will Rise Again
they wear
flag
shirt?
Dino says it's up to the principal, end of story, blame the media, this is more non-news. No, it's you see, I'd be pissed, but here's okay.
Dino doesn't like anything that we talk about.
To be fair, if it would have been fucking Puerto Ricans that did it, no one would have fucking said anything to them wearing Puerto Rican flags on Cinco de Mayo. Or if it would have been fucking Swedish kids, for whatever reason, no one would have said anything. It was because the kids. Look, I don't care. I'm fucking Cuban nationality. It's not like I'm Mr. USA. I'm not that at all. It's just I don't like being told what to do. And I don't like people telling me what I can and cannot wear. You know what I'm saying?
And I disagree. I don't think that it's not news because how long until this transition of, oh, it's not that important, just don't wear American flag shirts. How long until something else would feel is not important? And how long does
the
it keep going?
The only thing that bothers me, and the reason is not blame the media, the only thing that bothers me that if it would have been the other way around and they would have told minorities, you can't wear a Mexican flag on 4th of July or whatever day, on 4th of July you can't wear a Mexican flag in a school, then they will go, what? Oh, that's racist. You're being racist. Why can I wear it?
It's equivalent to the white man not being able to say anything. It's the same thing.
It pisses me off. Here's the reality is these kids are dicks. I'm sure they don't I'm sure they don't dress like Bruce Springsteen every other day of the week. They did it. They just did it to be pricks, and they did
every other day of the year they wear a Mexican flag.
They did it to get Facebook friends.
They knowingly wore this shirt on that day to get attention.
Look, I know they're pricks. Absolutely right. I get that.
But still, you can't tell them what the fuck to wear.
It's freedom of speech. Or freedom of wearing whatever t-shirt you want.
Yeah, but it's
by the way, they also had a big boombox.
They walked in
and they walked in with it.
Yeah, but the one leeway.
And they all had drums and they were banging on the top of the drum.
Yes.
Yeah, but the one thing with
the one guy had the flute.
Yeah, but the one thing with the schools is that like you're not allowed to wear like anything that's like nothing gang related or anything offensive. So I guess that's the angle that they're going with. But come on, really isn't offensive to anybody.
Did anyone have a mayo joke that day? Cinco.
Oh,
de mayo.
I get it.
No, but I spilled my burrito, and Ryan cried hysterically.
Idiot. You really
out of sadness?
Really? No, out of laughter.
So anyway, moving on. I ain't gonna. Linger on it too long because I'm not going to be fucking Glenn Becker and shit.
Okay.
I'm just saying it fucking bothered me just because if it's the other way around, it would have been fucking an issue and a problem and blah, 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 blah. But whatever. It's not that important. It happened like fucking 6 days
ago. No, I know. I was just saying because it happened to us too. Like I said, going to school, you had to see all the rebel flag shirts, the South Will Rise Again shirts. And they didn't fucking
by the way, that they're zombies.
They didn't just say anything
little,
to them.
A little callback. That's the shirt John wore to get out of jury duty.
Yeah.
And by the way, see, Royce flew to Atlanta. I drove from here, Fort Lauderdale, to Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta.
So I had to drive through, you know, I had to drive through the actual southern, we hate black people part of Georgia before you get to Atlanta. And as I'm driving, I saw about four or five different billboards with the rebel flag on it. And for also, the second you cross, taking 75, the second you cross out of Florida to Georgia is the biggest Confederate flag you've ever seen, rebel flag you've ever seen in your goddamn life. It is massive.
Old Glory?
Instead of seeing, like, Welcome to Georgia, they just have this fucking humongous flag. I don't even know they made them this big. So I'm glad they're associating themselves with that still. But anyway, they have these billboards where they have the rebel flag up, and it says, like, May whatever it is, come to whatever park. As we celebrate the rebel flag, it says, don't be, and it's underlined, offended. Come and actually learn what the flag stood for. Now, I know there was a lot of things. I know the war wasn't about just, we want slaves, we don't want slaves. But bottom line was, they wanted slavery. They still went for that. You cannot have, come celebrate the Nazis, don't be offended. Yeah, we killed Jews, but we did other things. Forget the Jew thing.
We invented the pretzel.
Look at the other things we did. Just it doesn't work that way. It doesn't make any sense.
We brought you beer.
It's like, listen, if you put the Jew thing aside for a second, there's educational value here. It doesn't work that way.
Nope.
You can't be – once you forget about the slavery thing, I mean, we had other points. Listen, I mean
– well, yeah, but, you know, really the truth is – I know that, you know, the North wanted to free the slaves not because they were being nice guys, but it was because it would cripple the South.
No, I understand that. I understand. But what I'm saying is that you cannot have a rebel flag convention and try to bring in other people because
I want
to
learn.
Can you imagine me? First yes. of all, I get off at a gas station in one of these fucking redneck. I mean, I'm talking about the people in there have no teeth, wearing overalls. I don't even know they made overalls anymore. I never know. I've never seen overalls in real life. I thought they were just a joke, like top hats or a black president. I didn't know they were real. But this guy's there chewing tobacco. Now my girlfriend Katie, she
is an avid chewing tobacco fan addict.
She's white, blonde hair, blue eyes. She hates
minorities really bad.
She looks as white American as you could possibly get.
And then Katie walks into the gas station to go Jew, wearing shoes, millionaire. So somebody here takes a shower, huh? You think you're better than me?
So
that's the black guys.
So I'm with her. So not only do they hate me, they see me with her, and now they think a rape is going on because in their mind there is no such thing as an American with anything else. I'm like, oh my God, I want to get the fuck out of here right away. So there's these. They remind, just to tell you, no one else is gonna know, but they reminded me of TC and Jesse from Preacher,
right.
The comic. Anyway,
nice.
There's these same thing. So there's this guy just missing his teeth, a younger guy. Just he has that hillbilly inbred muscle genetics.
Oh, dude,
has.
Yeah.
Retard
what
strength.
Is it about that? The fucking some redneck because, dudes. Because they don't work out. They're just genetically built to fucking kill you.
Because they were just they all grew up on farms and they're just genetically farmers. They work all their life. So he's wearing overalls with no shirt underneath.
Ha!
And
please tell me he had a sugar cane like in his mouth. No. Oh,
he
man.
Had, and he's wearing like these rubber boots and he's chewing tobacco and then he has. It's like from like Deliverance, you know. It's like that movie. So then you have the fat one, just the fat dopey one. Right
and Ryan drove into a stereotype movie.
No, I drove into Georgia. That's what happened. So they're walking around and they're just. It's the middle of the day and they're just buying beer.
There's a guy playing a jug.
And a washboard.
Yeah. Because as soon as you get off the highway, it's just a dirt road. It's a gas station you never heard of. It's like one of those.
FUDs.
It's something like that. It was like FUDs. And then right next to the gas station, there's a guy selling watermelon and black people. This
watermelons, by the way, were cheaper.
Yeah.
So
they work harder. So there's So I love how I'm trying to tell these racist hillbilly jokes as I'm making fun of races.
So go ahead. Come on, come
so
on.
They're walking around and they see me. And the thing is, they're just circling me, getting their beer. And Katie's fine, and they see me. And even like the hillbilly behind the register, he's like holding his shotgun. They're all walking around. I'm like, I feel so uncomfortable. And Katie's like, oh, what's the big deal? I'm like, because you're white, Katie. That's why there's no big deal, because they're not looking at you. And then I don't know what he was referring to, but the guy just. The one wearing the overalls and no shirt, the leader of the group, he just goes, it's going to be a smooth one today. And I don't know what that means or what he's talking to. And then the fact is, just laughing, holding the beer.
They're trying to mug you.
I'm like, holy
they
fuck.
They don't mug.
No, they were going to mug me.
They lynch and rape.
They were going to take my things. They were like, you know, they were going to kill me and eat me. Because they're one of those things like, ain't no sense in eating the shit the government gives you because you don't know what they put in it. As far as I see, eat what you catch yourself. They're those type of people. You know, like pig fucking people.
You need. What's your fault for pulling up to the General Lee gas station?
Yeah,
fucking
right?
Moron. Fuck it. You couldn't pull up in a Chevron or a Shell.
He pulls up in a Scion Ace, AB or whatever.
Yeah, XA.
XA and like you got these guys with like these lifted Ford mud trucks and
there's a mechanic. There's like, hey, my alternator's about how much? You don't got enough. Now get out of here.
So like Ryan's like, hey, so which way to Atlanta? Back the way you came. You know, it was honestly, it was one of those things. It was unbelievable because I had to get gas. We're out of gas and we pull off. And there wasn't a Chevron. It was honestly something like FUDs or Jasper's.
Was
Jasper's
it
gas?
Was it a Jasper's Petroleum? Jasper's Petroleum and Chewing Tobacco Outlet.
What was it, a gas station that had like a Crackle Barrel general store in it too? They had like all these weird knickknacks,
alligator skulls just like sitting there.
Do they sell any kind of jerky?
They probably made their own. Did you see any stills outside? Were they selling moonshine?
Dude, it was bad. It was just bad.
And did they overcharge you?
Huh?
Did they charge you?
I don't know. Katie bought the gas. I don't know.
You better send Katie to buy the gas. You better sit in the car and look like a slave or something. You're fucked.
It was just one of those things. Is I had to pretend I was a day laborer. Because once you get out of Florida...
Si, senor.
Once you get out of Florida, any Hispanic is a Mexican. Any Oriental person is Chinese. They know Mexicans, Chinese, the blacks, and the whites. There's no other race in this planet.
The Jews.
There is not another race to those people out there.
They don't like your shifty Jew brain.
And if you have blonde hair, they think you're part of the Aryan nation.
They haven't added in terrorists to that group?
You'd
be stupid to go.
You're a bunch of sand ovens.
Yeah, you fucking go in. You go in there with a fucking turban on your head. You are gonna get lynched before you even cross the border. They're gonna snipe you from above.
Okay, I want to move on. Unless you got any more racist stories?
Oh, we have plenty.
All right, John.
Yes,
you were telling me that you gave blood, and they gave you what when you gave blood? Hand job.
What? A hand job.
Yeah, John gives blood at the old bleeding seed.
No, what?
Yeah, I come home and John was hanging out at your house and he had the bandage on his arm and he was drinking a beer. I'm like, John, is that good?
I completely forgot I gave
him. Anyway, what did they give you?
No, like they gave me a Powerade and a cookie. Or actually, and they gave me like free passes to the improv.
Hold on, John, say cookie again.
Cookie.
So adorable.
And you said when they took your blood, they said you have what?
That, like put me in like this small room. They had like I guess like a private discussion.
Please say AIDS.
I thought that's what it was. But
no,
like,
what was it? Too much iron?
No, they told me I had too much iron in my blood. And like I was like, is that bad? They go, yeah. I'm like, well, I was lifting and working out. And she laughed.
Well, I have been eating iron sheets, so.
Hold on, John. Let me hear your logic of why working out would make you have more iron. Wait, because
I was pumping iron.
Okay, so what else? You said you were eating something.
Huh?
What were you eating that's making your iron go up?
I mean, I just assumed because, like, you know, there's a lot of iron in peanut butter or in peanuts, and I was eating, like, a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches recently.
But why are you eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Yeah, why are you eating them?
I'm just trying to cut back on things.
To cut back on things, so you're eating probably the worst sandwich you could eat?
It's delicious.
Now, here's the thing.
Nothing that good can be that bad for you.
Right before the show started, John was telling me about
like
this.
It's like a chocolate syrup, you know, sandwich.
Right before the show started, John was telling me about this. And John goes, yeah, because, you know, I've been trying to cut out a lot of things, so I've just been eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I'm like, John, that isn't healthy in any stretch.
But it's on a whole wheat, like deli flat.
What type of peanut butter are you eating?
The
Peter Pan.
No,
Jif.
Yeah, Jif.
Okay,
all those are just sugar. It's not even like you're eating natural peanut butter, which tastes like dick hair, by the way. Natural peanut butter, it says...
I want a dick hair and jelly sandwich right now.
You know something's bad when it says oil on the top is natural. I'm like, no, it isn't. I'm going to pour this oil out.
I have never seen that on a peanut butter.
When you get natural peanut butter,
whenever you get natural peanut peanut butter when you open at the top.
What's your problem, Ryan? You're my punch butter.
The oil separates, so the top of the can says that oil rising and shit taste is natural. Just stir. I'm like, oh, great.
You just sure this shit horrible.
It tastes like they just got peanuts and smashed it on the table and go, here you go, organic peanut butter.
Well, isn't that how they used to do it?
I like the natural peanut butter. It's a little crunchier.
Thank you, Marie.
But you're not eating the natural peanut butter. You're eating Choosy Mom's Choose Drift.
More sugar. You're eating a lot of sugar. About one peanut in that peanut butter.
He wanted to get the goobers, the peanut butter and jelly mixed together, but his mom said no.
My mom can't tell you what to do now.
I've been out of there for days.
Only my mama can.
My mama.
What do you call your grandma?
Mima.
Oh, only my Mima could tell me what to do now. And I get to use the orthopedic tub twice a week.
Yeah. I love that orthopedic tub.
So, John, speaking of orthopedic tubs, how's it going with the old ball and chain?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah. So you guys official or what?
I think so.
It's a yes or no question.
Did you make it official?
Yes.
Did you ask?
Yes.
What'd she say?
She didn't say no.
Did she punch you?
Yes.
John, You know she may be listening.
I know she
is. So that being said, did you ask her?
I did.
And what did she say?
No, you didn't.
She smiled.
You're lying.
No, you didn't.
You're lying.
You're lying. You think I don't speak to you? I called you on my way here, you liar.
John, are you guys a couple or not?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I just know.
John is afraid of asking Brittany if she will be, go steady with him.
You should just ask her to the dance already.
I asked John, and he tells me, yeah. I go, okay. And I didn't ask any more questions. I go, okay. Sorry.
When we ask
okay,
you
John, does she know? I mean, maybe you know. Does she know you're going out?
Yeah.
Okay, John.
What?
In roughly 365 days, what day would you celebrate an anniversary of your officialness as boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Just checking something.
What the hell?
Smelling your finger. If it don't smell like duty.
Yeah.
It ain't official.
It's a non-duty smelling finger. So
you smell my finger.
I did.
Virgin.
At least you didn't put it in the mouth. Right, Royce?
Yes. Now, John. No, you're not getting out of this by pushing it away.
So when is your anniversary? What day?
Since you've been going out, it's official.
April 20th.
April 20th? Hitler's birthday.
Yes.
Why would you pick that day? You're such a fucking romantic, John.
It just happened.
Oh, well, you know, today's 420, Hitler's birthday, so you want to be my girlfriend?
Don't judge.
Here's the thing.
John, you...
And also, you're so hot.
Go ahead, Ryan. Just go ahead.
No, I was just saying that she's obviously great. She's obviously a great girl.
No, she's fantastic.
She's awesome. No, she's a good-looking girl. She works out with...
He had her last name wrong for 3 weeks.
She's hysterical.
he had her last name completely wrong for 3 weeks.
It wasn't for 3 weeks.
John, you were calling her, like, Jenny Butterman.
What? Who the hell is Jenny Butterman? I think you're trying to say jelly butter.
Oh, sorry. I was hungry.
No, she's a good-looking girl. She's in great shape. She works out with John all the time. She's a funny girl. I mean, they obviously like each other. I just don't see, like, why are you just like, well, yeah, we obviously are. I'm like, well, why don't you let her know? Tell her.
Maybe you should let her know that you're going out. Maybe that way, you know, she has a date to celebrate and not Hitler's birthday.
I love Hitler's birthday.
No, I'm waiting until September 11th. Well, for some reason, that date's always open for weddings. Always. You get a wedding anywhere that date.
How about the people who actually got married on September 11, 2001?
Do you think there's people that like try to like hold off on their birth that it's not on 420?
How do they hold on to the birth? First of
they
all,
hold it in?
What fetus in the stomach knows any significant dates?
Don't they like inject something?
They hold it in. Yeah. They just put their hand and go, no, wait.
Hold it.
No.
No. They batch it from the newspaper when it comes out?
No.
Oh my God, John.
What?
Hold on. Jenny Butterman is in the room right now.
Oh God.
Jenny Butterman, are you going out with John or no? We have to know.
Jenny Butterman. John's like, yeah, her last name is like Philadelphia Cheesesteak or something.
Awesome name.
I saw it like in a billboard.
John said her last name is Campos. So we're like, oh, shit, so you're dating a Hispanic chick. She's not Hispanic. I go, Campos is a very Hispanic last name. Are you sure it's Campos? Yeah, it's Campos. I would know I'm dating her. Okay. It wasn't even close to Campos. I mean, it starts with a C, but it's not Campos.
Her last name's really Karate.
What an awesome name.
Brittany Karate is an awesome fucking name.
Yeah, whatever. Enough about that. We're just sorry, John. With John.
No. We love John.
No, you don't.
I'm glad John's with her. She really is cool as fuck.
Ryan, do me a favor. Next time you're going to do that, say, listen, but in all seriousness. So I can fucking kick you in the dick.
I mean, no. I mean, we've been having a lot of laughs today, but seriously. I know we've been joking around a lot, but...
Jackass. Okay. Why don't you go back to that gas station? Go back to that gas station and wear a Scarface shirt.
Are you kidding me? Because I'm the first Hispanic to go there. You know they had a town fucking meeting about if I ever show up again and what I wanted. The Mexicans are stealing our secrets.
The Mexicans are stealing our secrets.
Mexican.
Let me see your papers. Y'all a little too far from the border.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You best get back off my property.
So we open the door when they're brand new, like Scion and like Jamiroquai's bumping out the window.
Do you think
they
hated us? Do you think when you open up the door, instead of having like a jingle, it was like the sound of like the General Lee?
People want to point out that Marie's top button's about to burst.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And they're asking if her rack got bigger.
No, it didn't.
She's pregnant.
She's just buying smaller shirts.
I am just buying smaller shirts. It's my motivation for losing weight. Like, maybe I'll shrink into it.
That's not possible.
It is possible to lose weight, John. No, but you eat less calories and you exercise less, more.
You eat less peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Not happening.
Fucking Iron Man.
Never happening.
Iron Man. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. I actually used that joke and they laughed. I used somebody,
who were they? Who laughed?
The blood donors.
The Marx Brothers?
No. Who laughed? No. I actually used the joke. I'm like, oh my God, freaking Dr. Acula's bloodmobile.
Who were the people there? The Smuckers Brothers?
Yeah.
Blood Bank?
Yes,
they were
the
laughing
Smuckers
at your
Brothers.
Stupid jokes?
No, the Smuckers Brothers.
Oh my God. Those people that John gave blood to, when I'm walking into the gym, because they're in front of the gym, because John
the
guy went
with
before
the
me.
Soul patch.
No, this woman comes out and the guy goes, would you like to give blood? And the woman goes, no, I can't. He goes, come on, why not? And she turns around, and she wasn't kidding. She goes, because I have cancer and I need my blood.
Oh.
Did they say anything?
No, fucking soul patch fucking hippie painter didn't say shit. What was he going to say?
You know, the best excuse to use is herpes.
Or anemic.
Or, yeah, well, herpes is
I'm
better.
Anemic.
Or AIDS. I don't want AIDS blood.
No, but you don't
want
to say AIDS because then people are hearing you and they know you have AIDS.
And and they know you have herpes. That's better.
We should have Art try to donate blood.
First off, Brittany Karate wants to know, is it just me or did Ryan's racket bigger?
My top button's about to burst.
Okay. What button?
I'm moving on, if it's okay with everybody.
Stupid hat. How's your hair transplant, Ryan?
What?
I'm wearing a hat that I've worn a million
Ryan
times.
Ryan is wearing a black UFC hat, and for some reason John hates it.
It's not black,
it.
It's like faded black.
John's just trying to point out
something. Don't look at him in the eyes.
No.
Don't look at him in the eyes.
See, what John is trying to do
he'll turn salt.
Is he's trying to point out someone else's hair so we can comment on the fact that he got a haircut.
Yeah, John's brought up hair 10 times
hey,
today.
Hey, Western Echo says, leave Ryan alone. He just came back from shooting a rap video.
Why a rap video? I'm wearing a UFC hat.
It's all right, totally hip right now. UFC.
Oh.
It's hip.
You have the bombs on your computer, not me.
I was, today when I was at the salon, because, you know, my parents own a salon. I was there. I was helping out my sister, and we have all these Israelis working for us. This one Israeli woman. She has a son. He's 10 years old and skinny, and he already is a Jewish wheeling and dealing businessman. He's 10 years old, and is he
a prince?
He's talking to all the he's talking to all the hairdressers, cracking jokes. Man, he's fucking – the kid's like 9 or 10 years old, and he's like, oh, yeah. He goes, don't tell me not to get ice cream because I'll go get ice cream, mama. You're like, I swear to God that's exactly what he said.
Are you kidding me?
On my life. So then he comes up to me and he goes, oh, because you like the UFC, eh? He sounded like an old Jewish comedian.
Huh?
I'm like, yeah. And he goes, oh, I like it too. He might as well have had a cigar and just been shaking it. The kid's a prick.
Or a twiddly mustache.
I hate him. And then one of the gay guys at work says, I want to go back to school so I can beat him up. Well, you mean so you could fuck him, you queer?
You're wrong.
Right, not all gays have sex with little boys.
They don't.
The priests do.
Oh, my. Okay. You know what?
What?
A large percentage of them do.
Yes.
Okay. Deviant says, don't they? Ryan.
I mean, am I right?
Right. I want to go to the five most famous musicians who are thieving bastards.
Oh, no. Kanye West.
Right. Can you pull them up? Yes, all right. Yes.
What do they mean by
Milli Vanilli?
Well, I'll tell you. It's a combination of they're really famous, but they stole a lot of their music
from
other people.
Okay. Oh,
like Puff. At the time, his name was Puff Daddy. He's the one who really started the
Sean Combs.
Yeah, P Diddy, Sean Combs, Bad Boy. Told you that we can't
Sean
stop.
Puffy Combs.
He's the one who really started the sampling songs that everyone knew. But the thing was, he used the actual excerpts from the song, so you knew he was. He never claimed to have invented the songs.
He just stole a beat.
Yes. So, but you knew because he took parts of the songs. These are people who played very similar songs.
And gave no credit.
They gave no credit. They said, we didn't sample the song,
Radiohead.
We wrote it.
Radiohead, right? Wasn't Radiohead one of them?
Yeah, I could think of a million, but there's five real famous ones.
I hope Kanye's one of them that fucking asked
him. No, because he samples songs. He gives credit.
Yeah, he admits that he's sampling.
Yeah, he knows that he's sampling. So,
But he says he's the greatest, though.
Yeah. So if you want me to start playing them, I can start playing them whenever.
All right. We won't say who they are, Ryan. Just play them, and we'll see.
Well, I think everyone's going to know these. Okay, this is the first
Maybe
one.
Maybe they don't.
All right.
Maybe they do.
All right, Led Zeppelin. Can you kick it up a little bit? Really?
Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created for love.
On the main page? We did? We're back? Okay. Just days ago, Bobby and shoes,
but just like to know. Give me a clue as to where. See, I'm an idiot because I never know when anything's stolen from anything.
Like but didn't this band give this song to them because they were no names and they wanted to, like.
All right, that's.
No, that was Stairway to Heaven. Stairway to Heaven is another one. I mean, it's come to the point where Led Zeppelin has to say already that her first album was a cover album.
But they haven't.
Every song was fucking stolen.
I've never been a Led Zeppelin fan, ever. Now, I know, sacrilege. I love the Beatles. I even like a lot of the Rolling Stones songs. But I cannot stand Led Zeppelin. I don't care for them.
It's not so much Led Zeppelin I can't stand. It's people who say Led Zeppelin is the end-all, be-all to music. After Led Zeppelin music died, no, there was a lot of things after Zeppelin, you faggot.
And there's wizards in the air, and they're shooting lasers. Shut up!
Pink Floyd.
What are you saying about?
You're thinking about Rush. Rush is the dragon fairy tale.
Play Stairway to Heaven. No, actually, is that the next song that they stole? Because that's another one they stole.
There is a Zeppelin song that they're singing about Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
And I think that's what you were trying to think of.
This one, the next one,
Dino says Led Zeppelin's the end-all, be-all of music.
Now, I've made this point 1,001 fucking times already. Will I Am, the douchebag from Black Eyed Peas, about how he takes music. Like I said, he has great taste in music. He listens to some really fucking great music, which is great for him. But then he takes it and he puts a drum beat to it and raps, which is fine. But then he says, no, I created it. It's parallel thinking. Parallel thinking. Every fucking song, you happen to make a song that sounded like another song. And first of all, your name is William. I don't care how many periods you put in your name, Will I Am.
Brittany Karate says, I'm the man on the silver mountain. You're a rainbow in the dark. Shut up. Okay, please. Play William.
Everyone knows.
Excuse me, Will I Am.
No, it's William.
It's like a DJ right now. He has one headphone off.
We're listening to the music here.
Oh, we've all heard this song.
Everyone knows this one. Now, here's the song itself. I got that boom dynamite. I make it bang all night. I got that boom dynamite. I make it bang all night. I got that boom, 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 boom. I got that boom, 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 boom.
They both suck. That's what Deviant says, and I agree 100% with him.
Oh, no, I'm not saying any of them are good.
How old is that Boom song? Not by William.
Old as shit.
Oh.
Here, all good, good.
This is the one. Fergalicious definition, make them boys go loco.
They want my treasure. This is Royce's song right here. From my boat, so you can see me, you can't squeeze me. Royce, you know the words. Easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons
why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons. I'm Royce-alicious.
Now, here's the one they stole it from.
I remember this song.
It's not just a beat. Listen to the singing.
Supersonic motivating rhymes are created. Wow.
It's the same song.
But so, you know, it's one thing to say, you know, whatever. It's a generic beat, fine. But the same exact singing scheme? Fuck you, man. No one does that. Nobody does that.
Will.i.am does it.
Will.i.am has 1,000 of them. If you wanted to, I'd play. I would fucking break down every song that fucker does. Because I can't stand the fact that now, oh, I'm black and I'm hip and I used to be a rapper, but I just produce music now because I'm talented. You can't play an instrument. You suck all kinds of dicks, you fucking faggot. And every song you do is ripped off, and you don't give credit to anyone. It's like, oh, how does it come to you? Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess my superior black man brain is just good at music. You suck a dick, you faggot.
But like, how is he not getting like into legal battles with this shit?
I don't know, John, because the people who wrote Supersonic don't have the money to take Will.i.am and the Black Eyed Peas to court.
Well, there was one old guy that was getting like his like saxophone and like blues riff like stolen, and someone told him this.
What's the next one, Ryan?
This one you're gonna love. I've heard a million of them. I've never knew this one in my life until I heard it the other day.
We all know what this is.
It isn't this one. It's another Metallica one. But this is the first Metallica one.
Nicky's favorite.
And I don't even agree with this because the song they supposedly stole, I mean, it sounds kind of similar. Like this.
Who is this by?
I walk the streets at night.
You think it's similar?
Yeah.
No, it's similar. The first two chords are the same, but the next one is just mind boggling.
This is your Metallica heroes.
If you're
John,
I'm not a Metallica fan.
I just wanted to blame you.
Their anthem, of course.
The second Lars opened his mouth is when they fell apart.
Well, watch. Okay, now this.
It's like Sandman but flamenco.
Like an acoustic
cover. No. It gets worse.
I actually like it.
No, this song breaks in heavy.
God damn, that sounds good.
Listen.
Is that an acoustic?
Yeah, listen to it, buddy.
It's the same song!
Domino says completely different.
Domino's lying.
Listen, it's funny because the whole fucking stupid, you know, Lars thing, the Napster, people are stealing, and they fucking, two of their biggest songs, fucking thieves.
They're just...
Who was that singing that? I want to know who the second person, the other band. I'm just curious.
Because it was really good.
Yeah, I liked it, actually. And no, Dino, it's not a cover of Enter Sandman.
Have you guys seen the little young Korean kid that plays guitar, and he plays it really well, like acoustic?
That's every Korean.
Every Korean kid.
I don't know. This kid's
they
really
have
good.
To be prodigies or else they can't
get
live.
Killed.
They get killed?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, shit.
Forget it. It's not that important.
There's too many Asians. It's very competitive over there.
All right. What's the next one, Ryan?
Then the next ones, they have this in an order, like number 5 to number 1. I don't know why it's ordered, because
most
actually...
obvious, I guess.
XL, Tapping Into the Emotional Void is the name of the song. The band's called XL, EXEL, in case you can't spell XL.
Like a spreadsheet?
Yes.
Like a spreadsheet. Thank you.
No, he stole the name. We just live in a world of thieves.
No, it's that we're... 2,000 years into the ADs, and
2,000 leagues under the sea is what you meant to say.
You're still 2,000 late.
I know. Everything's been done already. So you just got to make it better. That's why every movie is a remake.
Here's the next one.
It says the video froze again. Back. Okay, go ahead. Play it. Smoke on the Water. Now, this is just a classic beat in itself.
Obviously.
Or riff, excuse me, beat.
Was this Richard Cheese?
It sounds like the Richard Cheese version of Smoke on the Water.
Smoke on the water. Get them, boys! Don't.
You know, we had a little fun here tonight.
This one, I don't...
Please, enjoy the steak. What is this?
Deep Purple. Fireball.
Bring it.
There's a thousand songs that sound like this.
Yeah,
song.
I don't know if this is such a ripoff.
Once you get to like a generic three chords, it's like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, that's what Niggity was saying. He says there's only 12 notes. Some things are going to get repeated.
Yeah, I know. But when you get to things like Enter Sandman, we're like, okay, that's
come on. Or that lady or that Fergie song.
This is number one. This one isn't even close. Whoever said this one is just a douche.
It's Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, they said this was stolen. The song that's supposedly ripped off doesn't. It's a little similar, but come on.
Okay, yeah, they're reaching there.
Alright, whatever. I thought they were interesting. Anyway, children,
gentlemen.
If you would mind, unless you have anything else to add, the music guru Orion. No. Everyone in the chat room, every time music comes,
everyone's
like, oh, Ryan's going to insult how it's not. Blah, 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 blah.
Hey, Ryan, your favorite musician's playing at the Pembroke, the Pompano Beach Amphitheater.
Who?
Weird Al Yankovic. You gonna get tickets?
You can't see the look Ryan is giving John, but it is beautiful.
Yeah, there's a phone call.
No, he took his hat off.
Hello, hello.
Caller.
Call ended. Duration 5 seconds.
All right, that was a good call. That's a good call.
Good call.
Trace the call.
By the way, if you guys want to call, the number is 954-573-2780. That's 954-573-2780. So call in. And if you're listening on iTunes, you can call and leave a message. Let us know what's up. Anyway, so...
Hipster Royce just came out for a second.
What's up?
What's up?
Whatever. Sometimes I'm hip. I've been watching a lot of BET, so...
And why?
You also wear your headphones.
Why have you been watching
like
BET?
Oh, because National Geographic is down on my cable system.
Ah, yeah, gorillas.
And by the way, John, is there any music I listen to that you don't like? Or what do you listen to that I don't like? What do you listen to that I insult?
What? You know what? I'm saying my National Geographic joke should have got a bigger laugh.
No,
it didn't. Nah.
Racist?
Yeah.
Is it too racist?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand the people in the chat room making fun of me for the way I talk about music. But you, John, what do you listen to that I make fun of? Is there any music
you
like?
Well, he really likes Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Well, so do I.
Got it. Man wails on the ukulele.
As he's singing that song, you know he's just spreading open bushes, looking at a little kid naked running through a hose. That creep.
The guy's dead.
Of what?
Being a faggot.
What happened?
Oh, here we go.
You really don't have to play the song.
Is that a guy?
That's a guy.
Wow.
He big is queer.
I don't know. He's probably a man's man, if you ask me. His real men love Jesus.
With his curly Q hair.
Okay, so yeah, Ryan's a music snob. We all agree, right? Mm-hmm. Want to take a
Absolutely.
Vote? Let's take a vote. All in favor of Ryan's music snob, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Ayes have it. You are a music snob. Get over it.
I'm really into this band. It's so indie.
Look at my wafty hair.
Yeah. Oh, I love Ninjas in the Dark.
Yeah.
I don't listen to that at all.
They sound just like Radiohead.
Oh, man, I just love my Owl City. Why don't you drop that for me? Drop some Owl City. I gotta get my fix.
Keep joking, fucker. I'll play Owl City.
I want you to.
You don't mess around.
Oh, Ryan, you really are a music douche.
Yeah, you,
oh,
you went
by
up.
By the way, he was Mr. Incubus.
I was just going to say
that. I love that, yeah.
Remember when he loved Incubus?
I love them. I still do.
Every time I hear an Incubus song, I just go, oh, fuck you, Ryan.
I love them, man. I love that band. They're great.
Yeah, we know.
We hear it. We know. We get it.
And the court has a restraining
you
order.
You can't even talk, John.
You
You're
can't even understand
guy.
Incubus.
I'm just
you
a
don't
bad.
Know them the way I do.
You don't know Incubus like I do, John.
You hate
Shut
them
up.
Compared to how much I like them.
John, you never even heard of their brothers band called Audio Vent, which is pretty much all the brothers from Incubus, and they tried to make it big, but they didn't because they were all part of Incubus.
I remember times.
You know who I miss? Huh? I miss Indie John.
I do miss Indie John too.
Here's the
he
thing:
was the best.
Yeah, I listen. I admittedly am a music snob, but I don't know how you're turning me to the indie guy. They call me a music snob because I hate the indie guys.
Yeah, but you listen to all of them.
You don't hate the indie guys. Bullshit.
What fucking indie
gay
music
club.
Do I listen
gay
to?
Club.
Ryan, remember that CD?
I listen to Gay Club?
Yes.
Ryan, remember that CD you gave me?
No, 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 no.
Nathan didn't give it to me. You gave it to me.
No, 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 no. Nathan and Jose used to go to, for a short while, 80s clubs were popular again. And I'll never forget. I wish Nathan was here so I could make fun of him to his face. He would wear tight jeans and then a jean jacket, and he stole 3D glasses from somewhere. And he wore it, not to be ironic, because he, honest to God, thought to himself, this is the best-looking combination of clothing I can wear to woo a person.
Don't.
So he went to the indie clubs.
Don't
no,
try
no.
to go avoid.
No, 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 no. I'm bringing him back into okay. it.
He used to go to Crush.
Yes, he would go to Crush. He would used to go to Crush, and he made a CD of all the indie music that he gave to me and to everyone.
This should be his intro music.
And you like this song, Marie?
I love it, but I'm not a snob.
No! You see what's happening? Everyone likes everything that I do, and everyone agrees with everything I do.
I like Pearl Jam, and you make fun of me for liking Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam sucks.
No one likes Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam doesn't like
Pearl
Jam.
Why
am I going to
say you like Creed, too?
I'm Pearl Jam. You fucking suck.
Did you say Apple Dob?
But he says,
I hate Pearl Jam.
There's something wrong, she said. I'm still alive, she said. I don't like Target. I don't like big corporations. My city is exclusive to Target. Should I be alive, she said. We'll block up all the Hippo Juice's podcast songs, cause we play live on live stream. Jeremy is still alive too, she said. Fuck you, Pearl Jam. No one likes Pearl Jam.
Go ahead, John.
There you go. Yeah.
I hate.
Once I took peanut butter, split it on some bread, and I added some jelly. Ate that sandwich down. Yum! What's my response? Then I cut the crust off instead. And I said, I need some milk. Oh, I need to wash down this bread. They do suck all kinds of dicks.
I love Pearl John. I love Pearl John.
We're playing another one.
He just sings about making sandwiches.
Thank you, Jeremy.
It's all about sandwich making.
Or even flow.
Even cheesecake sandwiches. Cheesesteak. Cheesecake. Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, I love Pearl John.
Pearl John.
You're my favorite, John.
Wednesday, ashes sitting on my colors. SpaghettiOs. What kind of girl? I got some fish sticks instead.
I'm done with Pearl John. I hate Pearl John now.
How about Axel John?
No, hold on. I need John to sing one more song, please.
Oh, my God.
My favorite Pearl Jam song.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
I thought, for the longest time, I thought the song was called Red Yellow Letter. No, it doesn't make any sense. But it's called
Yellow Red Better.
It's called Yellow Leadbetter, as if that makes any more sense.
Yellow Cornbread.
Yellow Bedwetter.
In the 90s, though, they all had the same fucking voice, right? I mean, it's just
Yeah, it was all grunge. Comedian guy. They've done that a million times.
No, I swear. I can't. Yeah. I was stupid. I swear I wasn't trying to joke. I'm being.
Down the river, got a hole in my canoe. Oh, where is my spade to get away? Had to inflate my water wings. Couldn't paddle back to the shore. Oh, where's the lifeguard? Gotta save me from the drowning.
I've had enough of Pearl John. I've had absolutely enough of Pearl John. I love Pearl John, and now I hate him. In 5 minutes, I went from Pearl John being my favorite to being the worst thing I've ever heard.
I like what Big Dick McGee said. Guess what's even better than Pearl John? Dead Pearl John. Oh, no, I suppose,
Pearl John's improv is like a 5-year-old's concept of life. Fish sticks, peanut butter and jelly, and inflatable pool toys.
I'm glad that this all started with Marie's way to stick it to me was to say, I like Pearl Jam and you don't.
No, I do like Pearl Jam.
Nobody likes Pearl Jam.
Hitchhiking down the road again, stick out my thumb, but no one's going to pick me up.
Well, who's your other favorite band? Green Day, right? For the longest time?
I liked Green Day until they got political.
Don't you like Creed?
No, I didn't like Creed.
What about Godsmack?
They had some good stuff.
Midget microphone singers from Chicago.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's like 5 feet tall and he thinks he's a badass.
John, you're the only person who's the height of different people in bands.
The heights?
The only person.
I've actually seen Sully. His name is Sully, too, like the airplane pilot.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know what what really bugs me about the whole stupid Twitter thing now is now celebrities have another soapbox to tell you how much better they are than you.
Oh, gosh.
Like, because, you know Alyssa Milano?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The C-list actress Alyssa Milano?
I love her cookies.
No, you're thinking of Milano cookies.
Oh, Pepperidge Farm.
Anyway.
Milano cookies.
I prefer Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, Do-si-dos.
What has Alyssa Milano been in?
Charmed.
Okay.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No. Not that one.
But whatever, anyway. I follow her. She has 800,000 followers on Twitter.
Okay.
And that's fine. And all she tells you is like, you know, we have to help. We have to help Habitat for Humanity. And the next one's like, you know, world, you know, you just need to give some time to help, you know, violence in other countries. It's like, what the fuck? Am I going to listen? It's like she's saying these deep statements. Like a C-list actress is going to tell me about the fucking environment.
But she was on Who's the Boss.
Yes.
There you go. That's Ryan, Who's the Boss. The little girl from Who's the Boss.
I'm actually
following on Twitter a better celebrity. I'm following Danny DeVito. No, Danny DeVito. He talks about getting drunk and showing off his foot. Whenever he gets a chauffeured around, he calls it his troll foot because I guess he doesn't cut his toenails. So I'm following this guy that talks about sausage fingers and getting drunk off of wine.
Well, Alyssa,
it is fantastic.
Alyssa Milano's last tweet was heartbreaking. Oil spill image in high res by LA Time photographers. It's
like, why you got to sound so wispy?
Because I'm assuming that's how she talks.
Maybe she's not even doing it. Maybe it's like her publicist.
No, it's her. It's her because they're so stupid and inane that they have to be her.
Whatever. No, it's probably a publicist.
I'm just fucking sick of it. And all I do is I try to start fights and get a reaction with Twitter celebrities. Like, I called her. I said she had a cunty face.
Have you gotten responses back? Have they just
I've had people
you?
Respond back. Respond
celebrities?
Back. Yeah.
Like?
Sometimes. Who are the people that are...
The Tony Danza?
He was a great
Hey, you know, Angela, I got this new thing called Twitter. Looks like I'm the boss
Tony
now.
Does Tony Danza have a Twitter?
Thoughts and prayers. You know, Tony Danza, I don't know why I was watching...
Does he still have a show?
Listen, no. I don't know why I was watching Jay Leno or Jay Leno interviewing Tony Danza.
The worst combination of things.
But I remember he said that... The exact quote was, "Oh, you know, Jay Leno, yeah, I know you say you wear cologne, but I mean, I don't wear cologne or deodorant. Don't you think that stuff makes you smell worse?
Do you think
cologne and deodorant makes you smell worse?"
Like, Tony Danza doesn't wear cologne or deodorant?
He doesn't wear anything, not cologne, not deodorant. He doesn't use perfume soaps because he's a...
How can that be true?
He's a man's man, and he doesn't like the smell of...
Don't you think that stuff makes you smell worse?
Whoa.
He's like a dog who has to roll around in the dirt to make sure that he smells right.
Was it on Leno or was it on Letterman that he was driving a go-kart and he flipped it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, like Danza was on one of those.
Ryan, you made that up. He has to.
What? No, I didn't make that up. Here, you keep talking. I'll pull it up.
I don't trust Tony Danza.
Why not? He's a great dad.
He's a bad actor.
He's a good plumber.
Great dad, bad actor, but good plumber.
I don't understand.
Tony Danza.
How's he a good plumber?
He cleaned the pipes of Angela.
Ryan.
It doesn't even deserve a bomb.
No, Ryan, literally kill him.
I just threw up in my mouth a little.
You used to watch Who's the Boss?
Yeah.
Yes.
I never watched Who's the Boss.
I used to watch it with my dad and my brother.
Was your dad masturbating?
I don't know.
Young Alyssa Milano?
He used to sit in like his easy chair.
Until he came.
I can't believe Bruce Springsteen never tried to sue them.
For what?
Wait, wasn't Tony Danza and Angels in the Outfield?
Yes.
Was he?
Yeah.
You want me to substitute my best hitter for my worst hitter?
But I see the Angels. Stop flapping your wings, you fucking idiot. Think about one of the worst movies ever made.
Didn't like Christopher Lloyd say at the end?
Yeah,
that,
Christopher Lloyd.
Hey, he has two L's on his
two L's.
Christopher Lloyd?
Yeah, that's something John actually said on purpose.
Yeah, no. Like Christopher Lloyd, he told him that. Because like Tony Danza would be like smoking, so Lloyd was telling
Lloyd. It's Lloyd. Stop saying Lloyd.
Lloyd that Danza.
John.
Lloyd. That Lloyd.
Lloyd. John. I'll fucking kill you.
Anyways, he told the kid that he was gonna be an angel too. So Lloyd told the
Lloyd
he was gonna
John.
Die.
It's Lloyd.
What about Geoffrey?
Geoffrey?
Yes.
Who's Geoffrey?
Yeah, Geoffrey.
That's how Geoffrey Rush spells his name.
Do you?
G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y.
Yeah, but you don't have to read it phonetically.
No. That's bullshit. Pronounce it the way it's written. It's like Blarfengar, spelled Jane Smith. Fuck you. Yeah. Pronounce it the way it's
Thank
spelled.
Thank you, Ryan. I retract my further statement about you being a music snob.
Like John can say it's Honey. No, it's John. You can't just pronounce it however you want.
Yeah, you can.
It's not even close.
Free country.
Honathan. You said that a couple of times. So he says Honathan. I say Lloyd. Yeah.
Well, John's name isn't even Jonathan.
No, it's John. J-O-H-N.
It's such a boring name. You don't have a cool name like me.
It's a Jesus name.
How's it a Jesus name?
Wasn't it in the Bible?
Hold on. Tony Danza does have a Twitter page.
Oh, my God.
Twitter.com/Tony Danza.
He looks like a cancer
patient. Verified?
Because
he has cancer.
It's not verified.
He looks like his cancer's in remission.
He only has 4,995 followers.
Dude, Pee Wee Herman has more followers than him?
Why do you know at the top of your head Pee Wee Herman followers?
Because I follow Pee Wee Herman.
Because I promote Pee Wee Herman.
Duh.
Hey, how many followers does Christopher Lloyd have?
I don't know. Let's check.
Okay. John, I hate you so much.
Whatever. His name is Lloyd. I'm going to pronounce it like that. You should change it.
I'm moving on. Okay. Moving on.
All right. I win. Yay.
Ryan, help me out here with 6 absurd gender stereotypes that science says are true.
Okay. Ryan Lopez. That's an absurd one.
I don't understand, John. Can you explain your joke?
Can you first explain if it was a joke? And if it was, explain the joke.
It was, because Ryan Lopez is absurd.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Ryan Lopez is absurd.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
The stereotype is that are absurd, so meaning that these stereotypes, there's no way that they're true, right?
But they're proven by science. Read it again, Ryan.
Do it.
No, I'm asking you. I'm
basically,
read all these words.
It's 6 absurd gender stereotypes that science says are true.
I'm in suspense.
Here it is. I'll tell you.
Science is a bunch of lies.
All right.
Hogwash.
All right. Shitheads. Focus.
That's a gender.
Number 6. Women can't drive and park for shit.
True.
Okay. What science is? Several studies have shown that heterosexual men are better at both navigating by north and south directions and orienting themselves in three-dimensional space better than women. Why did men win the spatial perception jackpot? The answer isn't sex this time. It's food. Apparently what we eat because of our testosterone. Scientists think that testosterone helped men early find their way home after a long day of hunting. So we are actually better drivers than women.
I believe that if Amelia Earhart was a man, we would still have Amelia Earhart. That's probably why she got lost, because she didn't know her navigation.
But, John, many male pilots have been lost.
Name one.
Work. Name one? I don't know. I mean, planes have crashed many times.
Yeah, crap. There's no wreckage for Amelia Earhart.
But there's...
John, because the world is mostly ocean. So it could be anywhere in that fucking ocean.
Could have tracked it.
How? How do they track planes now?
Now?
Yeah.
Radar.
Okay, so how did they track her plane?
Her plane?
Yeah, how would they have tracked
her plane?
The Green
Bastard says the Hindenburg is when men have not done well.
That was...
No, that's because a woman was too busy...
Vacuuming. And a spark went off.
Thank you.
And set the whole shit on fire because there was an electrical short.
Someone called her toots.
It was a bitch that was vacuuming on the Hindenburg.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay, the next one is men are freaking slobs.
Yes.
No. If detergent commercials have taught us anything, it's that female nose is so highly evolved that it can pick up the stench of sweaty gym socks from 1,000 paces. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
What science says, women really are better sniffers than men.
Yep.
This is despite there being no physical difference between the male and female nose or a number of receptors they have. Not only are women better at detecting smells, but studies have also shown that women use bigger chunks of their brains when processing smells than men do. Would you want to know why women are better smellers and they use bigger chunks of their brain to process smells? Because men are working and they have bills to think about while women are sitting down and smelling things.
I thought it was because you guys evolved a way to not smell a smelly pussy.
Nah, sick burn.
Either one works. So what's the difference? Biological reasons... that can be for your mom being able to detect your sweaty socks through a closed door. The same reason that she was able to detect your dad's horny musk sex. Okay.
Wow.
And the women generally detect all odors better. Their nose really won't stink jackpot by having a knack for detecting male body odor. I don't know. There's no real reason why, but they do.
Maybe they're just being nosy moms.
I have no idea. Women are wimps.
True.
Very, very true.
Yeah.
She-Hulk?
Women.
Wonder Woman.
Still not as good as Superman and Hulk.
She-Hulk?
She-Hulk?
Your argument is She-Hulk.
And Wonder Woman.
We're using things based in science, and John's answer is She-Hulk. Can you step back from the situation for a second and see that I'm reading scientific reasons, and your answer is, well, I mean, She-Hulk. I mean, she's pretty strong.
She's green.
I mean, in all fairness, I mean, you are reading off a computer.
Okay. Women have a lower pain threshold, but it has nothing to do with their toughness. Men simply don't feel pain in the same way women do. And what they do feel, they feel a lot less of. Women have more pain receptors in their skin, for starters.
Ew. All
right. So women have more pain receptors. Big fucking deal.
That's what I've been trying to tell you for years.
No, that's not true.
So then men can probably give birth less painful?
Well, if he had a vagina, John.
No, I'm saying. No, I'm saying.
Yes, you're right, John.
No, just through the pee
Listen,
hole.
Listen, you have the baby for the girl since you could take the pain.
Imagine if your pee hole had to expand.
Go to your girlfriend and say, I'll have the baby.
I saw Junior. I know how it works.
Something's vibrating,
Someone's
John.
Phone.
Is that your dildo?
No.
It's Royce.
It's work.
Service.
Service.
I'll take it.
Service with a smile.
You have to call him back.
Uh-oh. Ryan's in trouble.
Hello. Women love to talk, parentheses, and talk, end parentheses.
And talk.
Whoever wrote this is a fucking retard.
The areas of the brain responsible for language over 70% larger in women than men, making them the well-hung studs in the horse stables for the conversation.
There you go, Marie.
Not content to just being bigger, women's brains also multitask, processing language in both hemispheres, while men generally keep the conversation going with just the dominant side of the brain. Oh, of course, because women are so much smarter. That's why men always don't know things in commercials.
So that's why girls are always secretaries.
That's why men invented everything that brought us where we're at, run all these businesses. Fuck you.
No, but you know what's funny? I mean, let's see a woman invent a rocket that goes to the moon.
Well, Marie Curie invented plutonium.
How do you...
First of all,
John, hold on. Stop for a second, Marie. I'm sorry, I have to say this. John... You are an idiot savant. You know, your last answer was She-Hulk, and then you bust out with a real fact. How do you do that? And by the way, she did not invent that.
No, but she developed, like uses for it.
and she meddled with it, and then she died from it because of her overexposure to radiation.
That's like saying Ben Franklin invented lightning. Yes, there is a correlation with him in lightning. He brought it up. He didn't invent
it. No, Ben Franklin invented the cheesesteak and the prostitute. Everyone knows that.
Okay, after John said the cheesesteak and the prostitute, and he turned his head and he looked around, he looked to see who was laughing. Because when John heard silence, he looked as in his mind, the only possible explanation for silence was, they're laughing too hard.
They were.
You know, she had discovered plutonium because she was trying to bake a delicious dinner.
And she wanted to do it quick.
Women see mauve, men see purple. What does that mean?
Mauve is a variation of purple.
Of course you know woman.
Okay, women are better seeing colors.
There you go.
Women are lightweight to drinking. It's true, but not for the reason you're thinking, which is most likely body size. According to researchers, the real reason why women can't hold their liquor as well as men is because men and women have very different water-to-fat ratios to their bodies. Men's bodies are made up of about 61% water, excuse me, whereas women's average about 52%. Lightweight. I know some fucking women that could drink.
So,
John, for example.
So, what? Wait, so far on this list, women are proven to be bad drivers, but yes, can smell and see.
Right.
Where you guys are good drivers.
Correct.
You're strong. You can find your way home.
Right.
You're better drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Wait. I just realized something. So then Jason is a woman.
Why?
Because he needs a GPS. He doesn't have a sense of direction.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, that all can't be plausible then, all this fact.
No, I mean, I
think John just wanted to talk, so he said things.
No, I truly believe that women are the lesser of the two genders.
I love how you said it slower, but you didn't make it any better. Like, you were trying...
He was watching his words.
You were trying to watch your words, but it was still awful.
Let's go...
There's okay, no way to dodge it.
Okay, but let's go back and forth. Point, counterpoint. Give me a reason why women are better, Marie.
No, they're not.
No, but come
on. It was funny the way you said it.
Come on, give me a reason why women are better.
Because we make better sandwiches.
We made the wheel.
Thank you.
Next.
We made sandwiches after you made that fire.
Oh, the Brooklyn Bridge.
We cleaned up your dishes after you made it.
Spaceships.
Cotton gin.
Really?
Clean kitchen.
I don't know.
Fried chicken.
Nuclear power.
Using a mop.
The tire. The automobile.
Stoplight.
The air conditioner.
Quilting.
I'm going to look up
peanut
women
butter.
Inventions.
Doilies.
See what they probably invented.
Dildo.
Doilies.
You're welcome.
The Green Bastard says, men invented equal rights. Thank us, broads.
Lesbians. We invented lesbianism.
You couldn't invent it. How do you invent lesbianism?
By kissing another girl all hot.
All right, well, the women get 1 point, and we have to give them lesbianism.
You invented the Birkenstock and the plaid shirt.
Okay, ready? Here is a list of inventions by women. Alphabet blocks. I swear to God. No, listen. Alphabet blocks, 1882. Chocolate chip cookies, 1930. Dishwasher. Disposable diaper. I'm not making this up. Disposable diaper. Electric hot water heater.
All practical items.
Hold on, Ryan, I'm going to go back and forth. What was the last one? Cookies? What year was cookies?
1930.
Chocolate chip cookies, 1930.
Okay, 1930.
There was no chocolate chip cookies in the 20s?
In 1930, a man, this is invented by men, made the first underwater motion picture camera.
Nice.
Okay, hold on. All right.
Okay, genius.
Now, we have in 1950... The disposable diaper.
Disposable
Thank
diaper?
Thank God.
Okay.
Washing diapers
well,
is just a pain.
Would you like to know what man invented in 1950?
Yes.
The atomic clock.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Holy
shit.
This is a good one.
What year?
1875.
Okay.
Globes.
A globe.
What were you going to do with those flat maps? Nothing.
Paint on the girl's boobs.
What was another one, Ryan? What else?
You get it?
1892. The ironing board.
Oh, good.
Now your clothes aren't wrinkly.
Men did improved wireless transmitter.
Okay.
Not with straight iron clothes.
Are you serious?
Though.
Ironing boards? Well, I guess men needed their shirt ironed, so.
Did they get the patent for this stuff, or did they get like a hard time because they're women at
okay,
the patent?
Okay, Royce. 1891. Mm-hmm. The rolling pin.
How else are you going to make pies?
Men or beat a man over the head for
Mercury
sleeping out.
Vapor lamp.
Okay.
Mercury vapor. Okay,
let's go deeper. Let's go to more recent inventions.
Okay.
That's it. The invention stopped after 1966.
Wow. Oh, because in 85 it was DNA fingerprints by men.
No, the latest one I have was 1965, and that was Snuggly Baby Carrier.
Okay, men, video game consoles.
Nice. Thank you, Mr. ColecoVision.
Women are really stupid. They don't know how to do anything right.
Except just make their job more practical.
We made cookies and straight shirts for you men to make atomic bombs and video consoles.
Yeah, but you never played the video consoles.
Well, it's all right. You guys are entitled to your thing. We're entitled to our rolling pins.
And diapers.
And diapers. Disposable diapers.
Good job, women.
So before then, you're just using the same old linen. Ugh. Yuck City.
Yeah. You had to go out to the Warsh.
The Warsh.
All right, Mr. John Sansari.
Yes. Yes. Well, today was the benchmark for, like, 3D gaming. They just came out with the Game of the Year edition for Batman, and it came with two pairs of 3D glasses.
Oh, I thought you were going to say socks.
Yes, John has bat socks on today.
Oh, by the way, John told us that he's dressing up as what for Red Red... Well, what is it?
Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption's coming out on...
Oh, we're dressing you up again?
Tuesday the 18th.
By the way, and I want to just point out that John posed it as my manager said, that with no corporate called, and they said that...
Corporate called?
We want you to dress up because you have such a great mustache.
Yeah, no, the thing was that somehow word got around
that
I owned a big mustache.
Yeah, because freaking Tom Babyface Nelson was like on like a conference call, like the store manager with the baby head, and he mentioned to our district manager that John, you know, like for Cinco de Mayo, he had like this mustache, and he's been like doing like this Mexican like stereotypical voice, and he's like oh yeah, he's gonna dress up. That is amazing, guys. This kid is a trooper. He is gonna dress up. He dressed up like Kratos. I thought it was a statue.
And what's your position in the store?
Assistant store manager.
You don't feel a little embarrassed that you're the assistant store manager?
Not really, because I want to do it. I want to because like the store, no one knows about it. Like they put me in the store to like boost numbers, so this is trying to like...
All right, Jen, you're the only one who dresses up as anything. So, you understand the manager says, who's the dummy that's going to dress up? Tell John.
They don't ask
me.
I tell them I'm going to dress up, and they don't... And they're
well, crazy. Due to your mustache decisions as of late, I think we're going to go with John. Listen, Phil, your mustache is good, but John's mustache is great.
I love John's aww, independent stance is... They don't tell me to dress up.
I tell them. I'm going to dress up. John, we really don't want you to dress up. Well, I'm doing it. Nothing in the rule book says I can't wear a fake mustache.
So I got a duster and a cowboy hat and a mustache. A long mustache.
Does it go over your top lip?
It actually...
Okay, are you at least getting paid for this?
Yeah, on the clock.
Are you getting bonuses?
When you were Kratos, you were off the clock.
Yeah, I was. No, this time I'm on the clock.
You're on the clock, so you're getting paid.
Yeah.
Are you on the cock?
No.
Are you on the rag?
No.
When does the game come out?
Tuesday, May 18th. So
I'm filming you Tuesday, May 18th.
And you're going to be part of my posse.
No.
For the video game.
No.
For the video game.
No.
You're not going to play the video game?
No, I'm not going to be part of your posse. I'm not going to sit there dressed up. I'm going to
film you. No, I'm saying for the video game, playing it actually on your console, wearing your sprawl shorts and your t-shirt.
Okay.
I'm saying when you're at home playing video games, what I'm trying to
yes,
get.
Yes, yes.
Google games?
Yes, no.
John.
What?
Were you here, John, when we played the Google games?
No.
I made the game for you.
No, was it? What? Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Wasn't here.
Why'd you make it for
I me? Think that that's basically the cue for yes. the second annual
Google game?
Or yes, the second annual Google game.
Google game?
Yes. So Ryan, Google if games? You could just
how do you play
Google game intro?
Well, I don't even know you have an intro?
It's okay.
Yes, we have a Google game intro.
You have it, not me.
No, I'm not high-fiving you. I'm just telling you to slow down. And shut up.
Yes. The Google games. Remember, John, I told you about it, but you weren't here when we played it.
Yeah.
So you will be playing the Google Games.
Oh, cool. I didn't know I was playing it.
By the way, we still have a winner, a signed Hippo Juice spatula. So.
Well, she's not listening right now, so it's okay.
Who won? It wasn't her.
Wasn't it?
No.
It was Mitch?
Yes.
I thought it was
Ryan, Mitch. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm
whatever.
Ready.
Let the Google Games begin.
John, listeners alike. We have done the Google Games once before, and we will be doing them again. The way that the Google games work is whenever you go to Google, they have the predictive search. So once you start typing in something else, it'll give you the most commonly searched thing. For example, if I type, why are dogs, the first thing that comes up are, why are dogs' noses wet? And then after that is man's best friend, so cute, better than cats, so on and so forth. So what we do here is I will type in the beginning of a sentence and you are going to try and guess what the most search question actually is.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah, sounds like
so,
fun.
Exactly.
So now we would like to get some people that are listening at home to call in and play against Sean.
So whoever...
So let me open up the phone lines here. It's 954-573-2780.
What was that number again?
954-573-2780.
Yes. So whoever feels that they can take down John can play. We actually have a prize.
See, but here's the thing. I want to give a prize, but there's no guaranteeing that people aren't going to cheat.
I know. We're just going to have to go off the honor system. If they get every number one answer every time, then they're cheating. We have a...
Now you told them how to cheat. They'll get the number two answer.
If we... we have a $25 gift card for iTunes.
All right.
The iTunes gift card, you can use the iTunes gift card at the iTunes store.
And you can download all the Hippo Juice cast you want for free.
Well, on a Mac or a PC.
Well, you could buy real things from talented people who charge money for their shit.
So we'll give people time to call in and get everything ready. And while we do that, we want to tell you our sponsor who...
Hold on. Yes. Who is brave enough to challenge John at the Google
this
Games?
This is Big Dick McGee.
Big Dick McGee will be challenging Small Cock Sanzari.
Says you.
Yeah.
As he's
all doing. Right. So are we ready for the Google Games?
Yes, we were playing the...
So.
Okay. And I guess... Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now we're ready.
Okay. So once again, I will be putting in... John... Since you're one of the hosts of the show, we will let Big Dick McGee, or would you like to go by Mr. Dick McGee? Trying to be formal.
BDM is fine. BDM.
BDM. Okay, and John will be BM.
The Google Games begin.
Okay, we will start with the first one, okay? And you will go first. So we're looking for the top answers on the board.
Am I going first or him?
No.
Okay.
BDM will be going.
Okay.
Okay, the first one is... At what age do boys?
All right, so the question is, at what age do boys?
You have 10 answers on the board. What is your guess, BDM?
Puberty.
That is number two answer.
Number two. John, now you could steal this with a number one answer. What age do boys?
Now, what do you feel the most searched thing is? He got start puberty.
Like girls.
No, that's not even on there.
Aww.
Sorry. All but right. Remember, it goes...
Eat a bag of dicks.
Eat a bag of dicks? Well, that would have been my guess. So, BDM, you get to go again. If you could hit the number one answer, this round is fucking over, Johnny. But if it isn't, John has a chance to steal. So, at what age do boys... BDM?
At what age do boys... Same question?
Yeah, because you could, if you don't hit the number one answer, it goes back and forth, because John now will have a chance to steal after you. You have to see if you could get a higher answer than your number two.
Think Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Very well. At what age do boys lose their hair?
Lose their hair? No, not on there.
John with a chance to steal.
To steal? You need the number one answer to steal. At what age do boys, we already got... Hit puberty, which is number two. What is your guess, John?
There's one more about over it. Sorry.
Okay. At what age do boys?
Come on.
What age do boys?
5 seconds to get hit with a paintball.
Pee their pants.
No, John. Number one answer would have been stop growing.
Oh.
So that is BDM. He gets 1 point. Yay! Applaud him.
All right, this is first of 4 points. We got three more questions. Okay, we ready, Ryan?
Yes. So, I don't know.
Let the Google Games begin.
All right, Ryan, question, please. John, now, remember, you're down. You got to come from behind.
Trying.
Okay, Next one is
Don't Be Coming From Behind.
All right, but next one, John gets to go first because John is now down. Is why do Mexicans?
Why do Mexicans smell?
John.
Okay, okay.
All right. No, that counts. Oh, sorry.
Damn it.
This isn't fucking what's that tic-tac-toe celebrity game?
Yeah.
You don't get a joke answer than a real answer.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, circle doesn't get the square shithead.
Oh, fuck that shit.
All right, BDM, your turn.
All you got
to
do is get...
Why do Mexicans want to live in America?
Well, why do Mexicans want to come to the United States?
Hold on, Ryan. I'm gonna step in here and say that there are close enough answers that we're going to give them some points here, or at least to rank them, because John said smell. You're not being really fair here. Number three is smell bad.
Oh!
So let's give that to him. Yeah. And BDM, and BDM, you
okay,
said...
Okay, fine. We'll give it to him.
You said something about immigration to America.
And what number is that?
And that's actually 1, 2, 3.
No, come to the United States. It's number 6 or 7.
Okay, so John is number 3, number 6. But that's okay. That's okay. John, you have another guess. And then BDM has another chance to steal. Go ahead,
John. You have number 3.
Okay.
So take another guess. Why do Mexicans
sing so well?
Sing so well? I didn't know that was a stereotype.
Yeah, that's
no, it isn't
that's
there.
Not anywhere close.
Mr. McGee, you have a chance to steal. You need number 1 or number 2 answer. Why do Mexicans
immigrate out of Mexico?
Well, didn't he already say that?
No, you said come to the United States, but immigrate to America is there, but it's all the way at the bottom.
Yeah, that's the last
one. So, John, we're 1 for 1.
John gets a point.
Yay!
Number 1 answer was, why do Mexicans celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Oh,
but
God.
My favorite is number 2.
Why do
Mexicans stare?
Dude, but the Mexicans do stare.
And number 4 is, why do Mexicans like white girls?
But you guys are all making fun of me because I said smell, and you guys are like, that's a stupid number 3. Go fuck yourselves.
All right, next question. Big Dick McGee will go first. And this one is, when will Obama?
Big Dick McGee, when will Obama? Big Dick McGee, are you there? Hello?
Did we
lose the caller?
Right this second, we just lost it.
Okay, well, yes. Big Dick McGee, call back. We're going to do best of three. It's the best of three. Instead of 4, it's the best of 3. Winner of this one wins.
We just need the tiebreaker. This is a $25 iTunes.
Big Dick McGee, we're going to have you call back.
That means you have to call. That means you have to get your phone and you have to dial
the
numbers.
I sure wish we had a producer tonight, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
who's
so
a producer?
Great.
I'm glad producer Douche isn't here tonight anyway.
Producer Douche.
Oh, he's right there.
Hi, Dutch.
He hasn't called yet. He's in, but he hasn't called.
No, he is. He's on.
Oh.
He's on with me on the other phone lines.
Oh, I thought you said you weren't opening Skype today.
Oh, I lied. Dutch, are you there? whatever. He'll call back.
There he is. Big Dick McGee, is that you back again from the grave?
That's me right now.
There you are. Remember, we're doing
that. I did not hear the question. I dropped off before.
Okay. So far, we are best of 3. John has 1 point. Big Dick McGee has 1 point. And the question is, when will Obama?
Ooh, goodness. When will Obama?
It's okay to be racist.
Make changes.
What was that?
Make change.
Make change?
No.
I'm looking at
the answers, though.
There's no change.
All right, John, when will Obama?
When will Obama get assassinated?
Well, I will give him points because number 2 is when will Obama die?
Okay, wait. Yeah, Big Dick McGee has a chance to steal.
Okay.
When will Obama?
Die is number 2, so it's got to be better than that.
We're looking for number 1.
When will Obama's term be over?
That's lower. When will Obama's term end? When will Obama's term end?
Oh, yeah.
It's lower.
Shit, I don't know. I don't know because number 1, it could go that way.
No, it's a different thing.
No.
Different. It's completely different.
We will bring it to.
Dying assassinated is a different thing as well.
Yes, exactly.
That's true.
And I gave it to John. Number 1 is when will Obama be impeached? So if John gets when will Obama die out of assassinated, me as a judge, I'm going to give it to Big Dick McGee. When will Obama's term be over? Everyone knows in 4 years. be impeached. That's one judge ruling, Royce. As a judge? As
death,
a judge?
Death is assassinate. What, you going to tickle him?
Well, John, he could die of a heart attack.
I say we go to sudden... Night assassin. I say we go to sudden death. We do one more...
One
new,
more.
One more new one. They get one pick. The one that's closest wins.
Okay. All right.
Very well.
Okay.
That's fine.
I was only prepared for three. Give me 1 second.
You were prepared for more than one? It wasn't even on our list of things to do. Okay. Such a liar. Just start typing stuff. Oh, he is typing stuff.
Okay. Do black girls. We'll let Big Dick McGee go first. Do black girls
know how big their butts are?
Hold on. Is there something close?
Know how big their butts are? No.
John. Not on there. John, do black girls.
Do black girls.
Do black girls.
Come on.
Do black girls style their hair?
No, not on there. Sonoma, Big Dick Me, go again, because no one got on. No one even got on the board. Do black girls.
Let's try again. Sudden death.
All get welfare checks.
No. Okay, although that is accurate, it might not be there.
It is not on the board.
It is a fair question, sir, but not damn the most it popular.
John, this is your chance.
Do black girls work out?
No.
Not on there either.
All right, wait, you can go again. Go again.
Sudden death.
Come on.
Do black girls know who their baby daddies are?
No.
Once again, it is
also
legitimate question, but not there.
It is factual. It is factual, John.
Do black girls have college degrees?
No. You guys are even more racist than Google.
Whatever. We're being honest here.
Do black girls with no teeth hide in the dark good?
The answer is yes, but not... That is really loud, Dutch. The answer is yes, but not on the board.
All right, okay.
John, come on.
Do black girls like to dance?
No, but you're getting close with like, Big Dick McGee.
Do black girls like John?
The answer is no.
No, it is not there, though you are getting closer.
And you could remove black from that sentence, and the answer is still no.
Aww. Do black girls like chicken?
No.
God damn it!
John, no one's going to ask obvious questions.
Oh, I can't. This should be the easiest one. Okay, let's go. Well, come on. We need a winner. We have a $25 iTunes card.
Do black girls like basketball?
I think we might need to pick another one because I don't know if they're gonna get it. All right.
Do black girls like Queen Latifah?
No, John.
God, no.
Okay. Shit, I gotta change it. I thought that would have been an easy one.
All right, change it.
Come on, come on, come on.
Changing it. The answers were the first two. Apparently, Mexican men really like black women because the questions are, do black girls like Mexican guys or do black guys like Hispanic guys? So I guess the Hispanics are trying to go after the big booties.
All right. This one is for real, the winner.
All right.
For the winner. You beat John tonight. Big Dick McGee, you win a $25 iTunes card.
Very well.
25. Okay, ready?
Okay, this is easy. All you got to do is guess the most popular. What state looks this question up the most? What is the age of consent in? Jesus, my voice cracked. Sorry.
What is the age of consent?
What is the age of consent? What is the age of consent in? Big McDiggie, go.
Alabama.
Alabama. Not
on the list.
Not on the list. John?
What is the age of consent in Arkansas?
In Arkansas? Not
also
on the list.
Not on the list.
Fucking A.
Fucking shit.
Let's go again.
All right, BDM, what
I'm
gonna
is go. It? I'm coming home. Florida.
Yes, number one answer.
Oh, what the fuck? Rigged!
And we have another winner of the Google Games.
All right, BDM.
Good job. Good show. Good
actually,
game.
Can we just let that roll and commit, do a double off on the next time you have a contest? Because I don't need no iTunes card, but it was fun playing.
All right, we'll hold on to it. Thank you. We have an iTunes card here. Ready to go. for the next Google
to,
game.
I just wanted to beat John, really.
Oh, that, you know what? That's the biggest gift of all.
Exactly.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
This is a Hallmark moment.
Thank you, BDM, for calling, and you beat John again.
And by the way.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
And John.
Yes?
John.
Yes?
Eat a bag of dicks.
Oh!
A big bag of dicks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Later, hippos.
Take it easy.
Okay, and by the way, guys, I know we've been having a lot of jokes, and this has been a lot of fun today, but this game couldn't have been possible without the following.
I hate the voiceover guy.
Hey, guys, Producer Dutch here to let you know that Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial. Audible.com has over 75,000 downloadable books and podcasts to choose from, including The Big Short by Michael Lewis, Bite Me by Christopher Moore,
Huey Lewis.
My personal favorite, Choke by Chuck Palahniuk, the guy who wrote Fight Club. But, just go to audiblepodcast.com/hippojuicefilm to get your free audiobook and your free 14-day trial.
I really need to stop drinking while I do promotion stuff for you guys.
No, we want you to drink more.
Hey, Dutch, what are you talking about? I really love your Audible read. It's really good.
I don't even know what I was going for there. It sounded funny at the time, and that I just.
Oh, I thought you were going for asshole, and you executed it perfectly.
but I thought it was asshole too.
Basically,
did you like the movie Choke? By the way,
no, I did not.
But Ryan, if you would have heard. Or We Are Better Than You show that we did this weekend, you would know that.
Why would I hear it? I only edited it.
No. The one that we did this weekend, you do not edit.
Oh, you did the show this weekend?
Myself and Dutch.
The weekend, it was last Thursday. It was right after my regular show. Thursday. You and I decided to just go out and do what?
Me and Dutch do a show that's called We Are Better Than You. And every about 10 minutes, we remind people why we're better than them. I think it goes well. I think people like us.
I don't think that's enough times.
Yeah, Ryan, this girl called in, this little skinny girl called in, and she was really skinny. She sent her Facebook in. She's like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 and I just kept calling her fat.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I destroyed her self-esteem.
We kept doing this, like, good cop, bad cop type thing. It was fun.
Oh, she was so fat.
Was it Marie?
No, she weighed like 105 pounds. She wasn't fat at all.
In all fairness, that is kind of fat.
She goes, I'm sorry, I left for a second. I go, you have to go eat another sandwich, fatso.
You want to know the best part is that I was looking through her Facebook page the next day, and she was posting, like, while she was on the phone with us, she kept posting, like, updates saying, I'm on the radio right now. And then, like, her other friend, who I guess was listening,
right,
posted on one of them saying, that line where that one guy said that you left to go get a sandwich was priceless. So.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, I
can't wait. Good. So now our podcast is finally going to get publicity when the news story is skinny girl dies after radio show host insults.
She eats herself to death.
Big trouble for a little girl.
Last note. I'm sorry I ate that sandwich.
And then she was like, and then I go, you're insecure about your weight, and she goes, no, yeah, I am. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I
live. She went from no to yes immediately. No.
Do you know about how old she is?
She's 18.
Oh, poor little girl.
She's not really, dude. First off,
wait, hold on. Why are you late for? What were you doing?
Yeah, Dutch.
I was at Greenhouse.
Greenhouse.
Stop.
I'm so tired.
Uranium.
Okay, so springtime is really busy in the greenhouse industry, and I was shipping. So
John's theory was, and this isn't me saying it was John's theory was, he's probably out buying more V-neck shirts so he could show his chest.
I swear.
By the way, what is wrong with V-neck shirts? Can somebody answer me that?
Because you buy them from American Apparel, and they're...
No, I don't have anything from American Apparel. They're all like...
The V goes down to your belly button.
No, it does not!
It's a really...
You're like from a glam rock band.
It's not even a V-neck as much as it is a blouse.
This coming from a guy wearing a UFC hat.
Oh!
Oh!
I don't even see what that means.
Aeropostale. I didn't realize that was back in, too.
It isn't back in. That's why I wear it, because I have no fashion sense. I'm not defending my clothes like you. My V-neck isn't from American Apparel. My V-neck is American Eagle. It's designer.
Ryan's wearing it, though, just to be like,
I didn't realize that V-necks were the mark of a faggot, so.
Ooh.
I'm just saying, well, watch what you guys are saying.
Oh.
Next, right?
Shut up. You know what? By the way, mark of a faggot, you let me tell you, we have right now listening live like 60 people, and not one of them has a vagina. And you have, you're 30 people, and like, you have 10 girls in there.
And you got 20 vaginas.
Hold on. There's people.
Got two of them to send us naked pictures of them.
Yeah, that's true. They did.
We were on the air.
We were on the air, and they were sending us naked pictures.
But Dutch.
They started having a fight in the middle of the chat room for no reason.
Dutch, but there's people defending you. One person says V-necks are for gay ravers, and another person says they are for Dutch.
How else is a guy supposed to show off his chest tattoo? Dutch looks like he has a chest tattoo.
By the way, John.
No, I don't.
He has like a wispy, like, John, like
Dutch,
hair.
No. Hold on. Dutch like, has the cursive. Worst tattoos in history.
No. I am not taking this abuse from you guys. Do you know how tired I am?
How tired are you?
I love you, Dutch. I love you, Dutch. Okay, Ryan, go ahead.
That before John makes fun of V-necks, weren't you dating a girl who liked you in V-necks?
Oh, yes.
So you bought... Yeah. Oh, hold on a second. I don't know if they have it anywhere, but every popular city, for the most part, when you have a mall, there's always one store by an Israeli guy who sells the fucking Israeli disco clothes. You know, they're like the Israelis wear the clubs with their fake designer ones. The ones that have holes for your chance hair to stick out of. John bought one of those V-necks that it wasn't as much as a V-neck as much... I don't even think it connected.
I didn't buy any of those V-necks.
Okay. Yeah, here's what happened. When John was dating Kendall, we spoke about her before, she wanted John to wear V-necks. So don't let John bust on you in the V-necks, Dutchess. His girlfriend made him wear V-necks, but that gets worse. Not only did she make him...
I wore one V-neck on the show, and now I'm V-neck
No,
guy.
No. Dutch, listen. John...
We would just call you Flying V.
No, John's girlfriend at the time made him shave his chest so he could wear the V-neck. So John sits... By the way, John's a hairy motherfucker. John sits there with a fucking Bic razor and shaves his chest. And he's wearing a V-neck with a red chest and razor bumps.
Oh my god!
You know you.
While
should...
playing at a show, he did it right before we had a show to play over at a bar or whatever it was. And he's playing with his chest all red and bleeding and sweating, but his V-neck really did go down to his belly button.
I have a question.
Yes.
How do you guys buy underwear? Is it by the bulge of the guy with the hardest abs on the little picture that's on top of the underwear?
Well, no. Marie,
how do you judge?
Marie, let me let you
by
in
the
a little
comfort.
Let me let you in a little secret.
Uh-huh.
If the underwear is worn by a guy with abs and modeling,
uh-huh,
chances are I don't buy that underwear. My underwear is hung in a coat hanger one by one in Walmart with NASCAR logos on it. Those are the underwear that fit me.
Let me tell you, my underwear is in a bargain bin.
And the zipper, the Ziploc bag at the grocery store for $12.
Mine's the get five, but then they like cross out five and have get six for the same price of five.
I love that.
What, the irregular underwear?
It's like you're a multi-billion dollar company. You couldn't fix the typo. No one proofread five. Oh, fuck it. Just put an X over it. Who are you fooling? Well, listen, I think we're getting one over on Hanes because look what they had to do.
They got one over on me because I buy it.
And by the way, cheap underwear's not something you want to go cheap on. You really don't.
I would just love for one to say, get six and then crossed out two underwear. Hey, listen, I buy it the other way around. If I'm going to be brand loyal, I got to suck it up this time.
For how many times they give me six? I could afford to buy two.
I hate those Israeli fucking stores with the clothes that they sell. It's always
they
called,
always smell
it's,
funny
a, it's
too.
Always called like Genie Esmeralda store or something like that. And the mannequins.
Or Basic Image.
They're always wearing like all the men's shirts are all bedazzled. They're 39
they
different
say
colors. I know, but they're all everything's knockoffs and not like the normal like Cartier knockoffs. They're knockoffs of shit you haven't heard. They're knockoffs of shit that's famous like over
says
there
Steve
in Israel.
Henley. It says Steve Henley.
Like instead of Bujada shirts, Bujada. It's a Bujadi shirt. I'm like, I don't even know what you're ripping off, you fucking faggot. And they always
come with me, my friend, my friend.
Instead
my
of
friend,
saying affliction, it says insecticide.
And they're too cheap to actually have speakers in the store, so they just have a boombox hidden under a fucking ceramic gold tiger or whatever it is they worship over there, just playing their fucking shitty Israeli music. I was in there recently.
Play reggaeton.
I hate it.
So this ends the main portion of our show. So check us out next week, guys. You ready, Marie?
This is a triumph. I'm making a note here. Huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture science. We do what we must because we can. for the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every...